too fast. I do try too fast. I like the stories. I love the gun. Shoot it after times, cause I love the world of fun. Right in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the run to fight. I do the run to fight. Do the run to fight. It's all I need right now. Do the run to fight. To the run to fight. To drown, to fight. I said stop the hitting the kill. To run to fight. I got a drop. My head's a mess. The only salvation is I'll never see you again. You get a head. It makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer and put it in your purse. I do try to fight. You do the right to fight. Do try to fight. It's all I need right now. Oh, baby, hey, I'm feeling like an ass-lady pop. Oh, baby, hey, now I got diarrhea. Do try to fight. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 175, which is some kind of milestone. Every 25 weeks, we throw a party. We indulge a little too much on the Grunt Free Punch. Then we feel like sleazy dirt balls. Come the morning. I mean, the office is a mess. My animals are pregnant. I look like I haven't taken care of myself in about a decade. But then I remember that's how I always fucking look, and I feel like a dirtbag because I am a dirtbag, and I'm not much of a drinker or a partier, as you know. There's a few past episodes to prove that. You know, I'm not much of a drunk, you know what I mean? A few drinks and I'm fucking a disaster. Plus, you know, I'm still recovering from the Halloween extravaganza. And, you know, and we've got the Black Friday trample and throwdown coming up. That's what we do every year. For after Thanksgiving, that'll be next week. So, you know, let's just be humble for once and we'll just get down to brass tacks here. You know, if it gets any livelier, a podcast is going to break out. So we'll just go through what we have to go through, like, you know, good soldiers. www.gruntfreepress.com is your home away from home. That's your entertainment hub. It's a thing called a website, you see. If you see any words with www and then some word or phrase and then .com at the end, it's what we old folks call a website. So just to clarify, in order to access it, you have to open up this thing called a web browser, and you have to use some sort of search engine app to find out what that is or how to do that, kids. You know, if you're on your phones, you know, you have fucking all apps and shit. Just you know, use like whatever. I don't know what an app would be, like a Google app or a Wikipedia app or something. And type in like, you know, what is a website or what is a web browser. It's gonna take a little research on your end, but you'll figure it out. But yeah, because if my Filipina friend there, Kay, is anything to go by, I don't know what you know, if the youngsters there know what that is, what a website is, yeah, email, forget about it. I guarantee you that's going to be even more difficult to grasp. But I'll just drop this clue here and you can try to figure it out on your own. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Now it's going to take the finest scholars generations to figure out what that means. You know, if anybody's hearing this like a year from now, I bet, you know, it may as well be a fucking star map for some ancient civilization fucking galaxies away. And I'm absolute deicide, so yeah, blow the fucking dust off and call me an asshole. So yeah, let's catch up on some news, shall we? Because, you know, it's been light lately. I mean, I haven't really gone into news, and honestly, news in this industry, in my industry, in the video gaming industry, it's not very important, really. Because, you know, fucking shit gets announced, then fucking 6 months later, shit gets canceled, like whatever. You know, dates get fucking moved and shit. It's very fluid, seminal fluid. The video game industry, a lot of that fooling around. But yeah, I mean, man, plus, you know, there's actual fucking, you can tell it's mostly bullshit too. So there's actual games coming out that people are like playing and talking about. Well, you don't see much news. So there you go. Yeah, one thing that did stand out though, which is, Microsoft bought, two fairly big studios. I mean, they're not like huge AAA. I'd say they're what you would call AA. I mean, they're not really indie. They're pretty big. They've been around for a while. Last week, I think this happened, but again, we're catching up. So, yeah, Microsoft bought, and both of them too are known for developing RPGs, which is telling, I guess, Obsidian and In Exile. So, Obsidian's probably best known for Fallout New Vegas, or before that, I mean, they did fucking Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, which is a pretty big game again, fucking Alpha Protocol, which is, you know, it's kind of a flop, but, I mean, it has its fans, and again, it wasn't like a small game, it was a pretty big fucking release. And South Park, The Stick of Truth, they did too, the first one, the first South Park. I mean, like the first of the RPG, like the newer South Park. That was a good one, too, The Stick of Truth. Second one, I wasn't a big fan of, but yeah, they did the good one. So, yeah, then In Exile, they're the ones who did The Bard's Tale 4, which we played fucking not that long, a couple weeks ago, came out, fucking like a month ago, maybe. That was a decent game too. One I should probably go back to and try to finish or just play for a little bit. Eventually, you know what I mean. In Exile, they also made Wasteland 2, which I also reviewed a little bit ago. I wasn't a huge fan of that one, but yeah, what both of these studios have in common is they were both founded by quite a few old school Fallout alumni. The guy fucking Fergus, Urquhart, something like that. I can't, you know, Fergus, something like that. However you want to say his name. That guy, Chris Avalon, and, you know, others. Yeah, so many of them in exile. They worked on the first two Fallout games. I'm not entirely sure, again, who stuck around over the years or whatever, or I didn't fucking follow that studio intently. I usually don't fucking really care about, like, studios. All I know is fucking, again, these two, both of them, fucking Obsidian and in Exile. A lot of Fallout guys there, like, that founded them, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what the deal is either, like, what the deal that fucking Microsoft, is having with them, if it just means like fucking they're just getting the studio and the properties or whatever, you know what I mean? That shit's always fucking confusing. more of like an IP thing, and some of the other talent that works there or whatever. And again, when these things happen, it's not uncommon for people that are in the company anyway to slowly leave and trickle out, you know. But They've got themselves some fucking serious fucking RPG 11 legends over there, you know, fucking at Microsoft now. Again, what that means exactly for what games they're going to make, we'll have to fucking wait and see. I know everybody's been wanting a new Fable game for fucking forever now, but I don't know if the X Fallout team is really the way to go for that. You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, oh, we got all these fucking Fallout people. Let's go make fucking Fable. It's very, very weird. I mean, Fable is a very British fantasy thing, and Fallout is fucking like hyper American, you know? And yeah, I mean, Microsoft just bought fucking Playground Games not too long ago, and the rumor was they were going to be making the next Fable or whatever, or they were going to be making an open world RPG like Fable. And I think before that, like, the rumor was fucking Rare was going to be making the new fucking Fable game, but who fucking knows? I mean, it's just whatever, anything happens, because nobody's heard anything from Fable for a while. It's like, oh, Microsoft hired people or whatever, fucking, you know, oh, it's going to be Fable. So again, if the In Exile and fucking Obsidian thing, I don't think this is, hopefully they're making something new, you know what I mean? Something more, a little more hardcore, maybe. Hardcore fucking RPG, again, because Bard's Tale and shit, and fucking whatever, all that shit, Wasteland 2, was pretty old school fucking RPG. I'd like to see something like that, you know, just big budget, maybe. So yeah, I mean, Microsoft is just fucking packed to the gills now with all these fucking studios, all these fucking legendary developers, and you know, we're always playing the fucking waiting game for them to deliver on something, to anything. You know, it was just like, all this talent, they're going to make something amazing, and just sitting there, okay, what was coming up? So yeah, I mean, you can add those two studios onto that fire, and that's about all it means for now. I mean, ideally, there's some kind of AAA next generation shit your pants amazing role playing game in the works. But even if that's the case, we'll hear about it 5 years from now. It'll be out 5 years from now. You know, they might announce something. Who knows? In a year or something. But if it's gonna come out or whatever, who fucking knows? So yeah, it's just as likely that it withers on the vine and we get Fable the Journey Part 2, and then everybody in the studios fucking quits Microsoft by the time that even fucking happens. So yeah, speaking of Fallout, a new Fallout game did come out, and yeah, you wouldn't know it by the muted hype surrounding it. Yeah, because if there ever was a Fallout fanboy, you're looking at him. Or listening to him, rather. If you're looking at me, that's kind of creepy. And yeah, I'm not usually coming myself in fucking anticipation of a new fucking Fallout. I mean, I usually am. You know, I'm usually all excited for fucking years and shit after it's announced or whatever. As soon as it's announced, I'm like, holy shit, Fallout's coming and shit. But yeah, this time, not so much. I mean, for Fallout 76, I mean, between the wishy-washy, it's, it's a full-fledged single-player game, but you can play it online that's how it started, of like, you know, like when they just announced like the first trailer. So what is this? It's like, oh no, it's a full, you know, they're showing like people playing together and shit. They're like, oh no, it's a full fucking complete Fallout game like you would expect, but you can play it online. You know, it's just like an added thing. And then that kind of went to, so, like, you know, I was other shit where, well, you know, you actually kind of have to play it online, but you can, you know, while you're online, you can just not interact with other people. You can play it by yourself too. And then then it kind of went into like fucking, well, there isn't much of a story that we're going to be telling here per se. I mean, there won't be any NPCs to really talk to. So, you know, it's like, it just kind of went down the hill of like, all right, so it's going to be a Fallout game with co-op. That's cool. To like fucking like, you know, it's not much of a story. It's just more of just fucking wandering around. Yeah, just kind of went down that slope. You know, and then it's just fucking like, you know. But by the time it came out, it's like fucking, it's like, I kind of have a bad feeling about this fucking one. But I had to try it out for myself too, so I did. And yeah, we're going to be doing a bit of a day by day kind of segmented diary type of review for it, rather than my normal professional style reviews. Because it's a living online world after all. You know, we got to update our review every year. We're probably not going to do that if we ever review it. So yeah, first thing first. I mean, I'm playing on PC. And yeah, you have to use the Bethesda game launcher to play it, to play Fallout 76. You have to fucking download a new launcher and shit, and whatever. You know, it's not on fucking Steam. It's not on GOG. It's it's their own separate thing. Which, I mean, I don't think anybody fucking knew that a Bethesda fucking launcher existed before this. But I mean, that doesn't fucking bother me too much. I mean, I'm not one of those fucking people, you know. I'm not a fucking lot of Steam or shit people, but oh, you know, I also bought the fucking special edition of the game for $80, which, as usual, I mean, I'm not entirely sure what was so special about this fucking special edition. I mean, I think it came with Fallout 1 and 2 and Tactics, I think. But I mean, I already own fucking every fucking Fallout game and on Steam and probably on fucking GOG too and everywhere and shit. So it came with some like Stars and Stripes hat and outfit, which I wore in the game for approximately like fucking 2 minutes before I found fucking better armor. So I don't know, whatever. It's like fucking, oh yeah, it's fucking like Stars and Stripes top hat and blah, blah, blah. And all right. So then I found like whatever, I don't know, fucking combat helmet, and it's like, oh, I don't fucking need this. So yeah, I mean, on the technical side of things, you know, I'm playing the game on ultra settings, graphic settings. No problem there. Once again, fucking grindy, the GPU came through there, and I still don't know why the fuck anybody bought graphics cards after the 1080. Because, again, I saw fucking ran into a game where I haven't been able to fucking run it on Ultra. So, I don't know. It supports fucking ultra-wide, but with a catch. I mean, it's fucking, there's no option for 3440p. The max is fucking, like, whatever, it's like what, the 2000, one of the 2000s resolutions, like 2880 or some shit like that. So that's, if you go into the options, just the normal like game options, that's the highest you can go is 2880 or whatever. So I started doing that, and then fucking I'm like, dude, I can just tell like this isn't, doesn't look right. Like the picture is fucking noticeably fucking stretched out because of that, because, you know, my monitor is fucking 3440 and I'm doing this like 2K thing, whatever. So it's like fucking like, I don't know, the option would be there, I guess, to put like black bars on the sides of the screen or either that, or I couldn't even find the option to do that in the game. So it's just fucking like this, like, you know, everything's stretched and everything's like fat. So I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. This isn't, again, that doesn't like look right, but I'll get used to it, whatever. But yeah, what you have to do is go into some, it's like, you know, the usual shit. You have to go into like the INI files and fucking do it. And, to make it 3440, but whatever. It's just a little different because it's going from the Bethesda launcher, not Steam. So it's in like a different folder or whatever. But anyway, yeah, so I will say fucking graphically, watching the beta footage, as I was watching like the preview shit for the game, and like fucking, I thought it looked really fucking dated and fucking like rough and shit. Just watching other people play it, but yeah, for whatever reason, like I don't know if that was fucking just people playing on like a console or whatever, or they made improvements since the beta. But like, when I started playing, I thought it was like, I'm like, guys, oh, it's a fairly nice looking game. It doesn't look like too bad, you know, like the woods and all that shit, like the environments are pretty. I mean, the lighting's good. It's just like, you know, the character models and shit, it's like, yeah, you know, they're not fucking like amazing or anything, but they're not like egregiously fucking bad at first, you know. So it's like, yeah, this is passable, it looks all right, you know, it doesn't fucking like hurt to look at. The one thing that is questionable is the depth of field effect. You know, it's the fucking, like, whatever, they have that thing on where things look out of focus that are in the distance when you're not looking at them, you know, like you aim down the sights of a gun and it's fucking like, all right, whatever you're focused on is like in like clear. And then like everything else is kind of blurry. You know, the further away it goes, the blurrier it gets, that sort of thing. Yeah, I think they went a little fucking overkill with that. Like to the point that sometimes I was thinking my fucking guy that I was playing was like dying of thirst or whatever. Like, dude, do I have like a head injury? Cause everything's just fucking like blurry that I'm fucking looking at. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, I'm looking in the fucking menus of like, hey, what do I have? That's like some disease that's making everything look fucking like fuzzy and shit. But, yeah, just the filter they're using for the depth of field is just all fucked up. So I'm like, all right, then I just like, if you equip a gun and you fucking like look, aim down the sights, that, you know, that'll fix it. But, you know, I was like fucking like running around with a baseball bat. Like, dude, everything's just fucking like blurry and shit. It looks fucking weird. But yeah, or I don't know, maybe there's probably a way just to fucking turn that shit off completely. I didn't really look. I'm just fucking, again, just fucking like, oh, it's getting blurry. Just fucking look down the sights of a gun, fixes itself, and move on. So yeah, anyway, so you start off in a vault, as you would expect in a Fallout game, Vault 76, as you would also expect. And yeah, you know, you do the fucking character creation thing where you can choose like the shape of your eyes and your ears and fucking mouth and all that shit. I mean, I didn't really spend like an inordinate amount of time on that, really, on the character creator, because, yeah, I've learned over the years, like, it's a fucking, I'm going to be playing the game in first person for the most part. You know, you're not going to fucking see your character anyway, who gives a shit. And so, I mean, and you got to be equipping fucking masks and fucking armor. It's just, it's like, you know, again, it's like fucking like Dark Souls. It's fucking, you know, spend like 5 years creating this shit and then fucking like 2 seconds later you're wearing a helmet. So who fucking cares? So yeah, I mean, I just fucking made like an approximation of what you would fucking want, you know, and just fucking be on your way. So yeah, I mean, I named my dude fucking Johnny Dirtbag because I'm creatively fucking drained, really. I just pulled my old fucking MLB The Show character out of retirement. You know, the fans were begging for it for his return. I was getting emails and shit like, dude, you gotta bring Johnny Dirtbag back. So there you go. Johnny Dirtbag is back in Fallout 76. So yeah, I mean, what's most notable in the character creator, yeah, what you don't do. I mean, like, yeah, right, so you get your appearance and shit and then it's fucking like, all right, so you move on to the next step. Yeah, you don't fucking allocate any attributes or skill points there, like in the creator. Like, all of your stats start out on one. You know, when you're doing like the special for the Fallout system, fucking special. There's also no skills in the game at all, really. It all comes down to fucking those perk cards that you gain when you level up, which. Yeah, this all just like kind of like confused the shit out of me when I first fucking it made me angry, even like the previews and shit I was reading about all the fucking the new RPG system works in the game. I was like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. But I mean, actually, you know, like in practice, like when you're playing the game, it's not really followed-y again. Whereas, you know, it's definitely not like the old fucking special system that was awesome. It's like well, it's not that, but it works anyway. I mean. Kinda, it works fine. It's like a simplified fucking thing. So, I mean, every time you gain a level, you can it just lets you increase one of your attributes by one, you know, and then and then they give you a number of cards, like fucking perk cards related to that attribute you can look at. You just pick one of them, you know. So it's like, you know, you're just doing like a guaranteed perk type of thing almost, or guarantee like increase in like whatever the card is. It'll be something related to that attribute that you increase. It's like, all right, well, here's your options, pick one, guaranteed that's what you're gonna get. Yeah, and then you'll get some random ones too. So, So yeah, I mean, each card is tied that to an attribute, and you can activate as many cards in each attribute as your level is in that one. So we'll try to explain this better. So you know, if you're level 3 strength, you could have 3 strength cards activated at a time. You know, just like stacks up on top of each other. But again, it sounds fucking confusing, but once you see it visually, like, it just makes sense, you know? I mean, would I rather have the old system back in there? Absolutely. I mean, it's fucking this, the card system here, it just kind of seems like an unnecessary change. You can be all like conspiratorial about it, and, you know, it's like, say that they're just trying to set up a system where they can nickel and dime you for real world money to buy fucking card packs and shit and get fucking, you know, they're going to be selling those later or whatever, which may end up being the case. I mean, they might fucking do that, but, you know, I would more fucking attribute it to laziness, really. Because it would be fucking hard as fuck to balance an online game that they plan on continually expanding with, trying to balance that with these hard numbered fucking skill points and attributes and shit. Having these cards that you can just kind of like swap in and out at any time. And there's some bullshit where you can like pick a card that you want to share with the people that you're playing with. Like, that kind of like alleviates the whole power leveling meta build that fucking most MMOs have to deal with. It's still up in the air if you even want to call this like an MMO, you know what I mean? But, you know, if they have like the cards instead of like these fucking like hard numbers, it's kind of like, just like, yeah, you know, if somebody got better cards or whatever, it's random or whatever. Well, that guy just got a better card than you, you know, whatever. So get dealt a better hand. That's why he's fucking, you know, doing like 100 damage, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? That's why he can carry more weight than you, because, oh, well, he, whatever. So, you know, and you're kind of fucking, like, limited to what kind of, like, build you can make. So, I assume that the attributes max out at 10 for each thing. So you could have, like, 10 cards active in each one, like, in the special fucking thing, or, you know, so that'd be, like, 70 cards total you could have at once, anybody could have at once, so, you know, if that, you know, if anything got out of whack there, like, some card or some, like, combination of cards is too powerful, like, you know, balancing it would be, like, real easy for fucking Bethesda to just be like, oh, well, you know, that card was too powerful or whatever, so we nerfed it, or this combination was too powerful, so we nerfed, like, what, you know what I mean? So it'd be easy for them to be, like, fucking, like, look, here's the change we made, and here's why, and instead of, like, again, with, like, the hard-numbered shit of being, like, fucking, like, oh, well, we nerfed, like, this character's ability or something like that, you know what I mean? This is just fucking, like, well, these are cards everybody had access to, and we tweaked that and whatever. It's like, oh, you still have, like, a bunch of other cards you can pick. Yeah, whatever. So I'm just trying to say, like, the balancing would be fucking much easier for them with this fucking, this system, you know? So, again, laziness, really. But you're in the vault at the start of the game, and it's pretty barren. I even knew going into Fallout 76 there were going to be, like, no NPCs in the game. There are just some robots that say a couple lines, and they give you fucking like quests to go out and do. And, I had heard from people playing the beta that the world felt kind of like lifeless and just empty kind of. So, you know, I was going into it like having that in mind again, but it's like fucking like, yeah, you know, it does, you know what I mean? But like even in the vault, you know, I'm poking around trying to read every note I can find and interact with everything I can, fucking sitting down to play the guitar and all that shit, and fucking reading all the computer logs and listening to the holotapes and just, you know, doing like every little detailed thing I can in the fucking vault. And, you know, and there's a lot of that shit early on, a lot of, like, you know, logs and computers and notes you're finding. There's too much, actually. They're just fucking, like, crammed into a small space, you know, for a game world that I mean, it does feel kind of dead, you know what I mean? There's that fucking environmental storytelling that everybody fucking loves. You know, they try to, like, you know, do that, more of that, because you're not fucking just, like, you know, just talking to NPCs and, like, having, like, an actual, like, story. So it's just fucking like, oh, there's all these little notes and shit you're picking up. But I mean, it's just not that interesting here. You know, we don't have like a strong, like, main core story element driving you forward. Like, you know, the main plot of the game, as far as I can tell at this point, is fucking like, all right, well, you're gonna, you know, leave the vault and fucking rebuild society, and that's about it. I mean, so you're reading all this shit on the computers, and it's fucking like, well, here's a shipping log for Outpost 76, and fucking here's Jack's diary or whatever, and there's so much of it that it all just kind of sorts of, it all starts like fucking like overlapping, and just kind of gets lost in the shuffle of, you pick up an audio log and you're listening to it, and then 2 feet away you find like another audio log, so it's like, well, this one's still playing, so I guess I'll just fucking stare at it for a little bit and wait for the one I'm listening to be over, you know, and then fucking like, all right, well, pop like another one in, start listening to that, and then it's fucking like, all right, well, then there's a computer nearby that's like, oh, I can log into this, and you're reading like basically nonsense to the computer, and fucking, you know, fucking just like, oh, blah blah blah, fucking, you know, whatever, just fucking computer jargon or whatever, or somebody's fucking like diary you're fucking reading, and then like, oh, something you read like will trigger a quest, and then fucking whenever you trigger a quest in the game, a fucking waypoint automatically pops up on the compass. Like, you don't even like fucking go into the menu and like select that you want to activate the quest. Like, you just like just set to just automatically fucking pop. So. And that includes, like, random events and, like, daily missions and all that shit, too. So it's, like, before you know it, it's fucking, like, you're looking at, like, dude, there's, like, half a dozen fucking waypoints pulling you in every direction. You've got fucking 4 audio logs on deck that you haven't fucking listened to. And, you know, you're scrolling through these fucking employee records of some fucking department store. And then fucking, yeah, and then you add fucking other real people, like, real players into the mix that are fucking doing the same quest, and this proximity chat in the game too. So it's just like, you know, that first area is just like a cacophony of fucking bullshit, and I had like no idea what the fuck is going on. It's fucking like all these waypoints and fucking people are like fucking talking and shit, and just yeah. So I was just like thinking, like at like the start of the game, I was thinking like the entire, I'm like, dude, if the entire game is like this dense, I mean, they kind of went overboard here, like trying to fill the world. And like, I was thinking, like, oh, well, this isn't really like a dead world, you know, it's not like it's fucking, like, empty. I almost feel like there's, like, too much shit going on at once. But, yeah, I mean, as soon as you leave that starting area, then you have, like, the exact opposite effect. Yeah, it was, you know, the first town that they kind of push you towards, it's like, all right, so that's all fucking like busy and good. And then I'm like, dude, then like, I go to, like, the next area, kind of, like another area, you start, like, wandering almost. And it's like, dude, I thought like the game was like glitching out, like graphically, like you know, like right outside of the vault, the starting vault, there's like this forest, and it looks all, you know, again, I was saying, like, it looks pretty good, it looks polished, and it's like, yeah, you know, it's just like a slight step down from Fallout 4, but like whatever, you know, that's fine. And then I travel to what I assume is supposed to be like some kind of like desert wasteland or something, and it's just like, dude, this looks pretty fucking like shitty. Again, I was saying earlier, I was like, oh, dude, these graphics are pretty good, but yeah, once I get to the next area that I go from the starting area, it's like, oh, well, this took a fucking nosedive, just like this podcast. So we're gonna take a break for a second, recollect ourselves.
I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
Let's go!
All right, welcome back. So, continue our journey into the wasteland from a beautiful starting town and forest and into the next area, which is just some shitty looking wasteland. So, yeah, there's a bunch of fucking like yellow rock in this area, and what I assume is supposed to be like toxic waste and like, you know, rivers of like waste water and fucking hot springs or something. It looks like garbage, like all of a sudden the game, like, fucking, like, again, it's just starting off, like, oh, yeah, the god rays coming through the trees, this is great, and then fucking, like, oh, here's some, like, you know, fucking barren wasteland. Like, it's supposed to be, like, a, you know, just, like, a fucking, like, shitty fucking yellow rock fucking area, and it's like, yeah, it just looks bad. I mean, there's some fucking, like, weird things going on with the graphics every now and then. In general with the game, I mean, I was explaining, like, you know, the depth of field thing I mentioned, and sometimes the lighting and the shadows will freak out for a little bit, but, yeah, that area there that I was going into was fucking, man, it's just ugly, and it looks unfinished, and, yeah, then I ran into this giant monster, which I don't know what the fuck it was supposed to be. It's just fucking, it's like a giant fucking, like, I don't know. Looked like a big fucking, the big fucking one-eyed furry red thing from fucking Looney Tunes, whatever that is too. Yeah, it's just like, you know, that's one of the new like flagship enemies they were showing off in like the previous of the game. Like fucking, like, oh, we have like all these new local like West Virginia fucking monsters and shit, like whatever the fuck they are. And just fucking, man, seeing it in game is like roof woof, you know, fucking woof woof. So it's like, all right, cool. So it's like, here's one of these things. Let's fucking like fight this fucking whatever the hell this thing is. And yeah, the AI in Fallout 76 in general, it's not the best. I'll say that. I mean, most of the enemies just stand still and they, you know, just stand there and shoot at you. Or if they use melee, they just run right at you. And yeah, this big thing here is just wasn't much better. But, you know, it had some kind of projectile attack where it would just fling black shit at you. And wherever that lands, wherever it hits, it would just leaves like a toxic puddle of some kind. Like, I think that was going on, because the effects on that, on like the toxic shit that it's flinging, it's so bad I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on. It's just fucking like a darkish gray texture on top of those like muddy, shitty yellow and brown textures in that area. It's like, dude, what the hell is this? Like, is this fucking like broken or glitched? Is it supposed to look like that? And then I'm like fucking like standing there, and it's like, it's hurting me, I guess. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, why am I getting hurt? I have fucking like no idea. And yeah, and then I'm shooting the shit out of this thing. It's taking like a million hits, and I eventually gave up. And then I'm like, it eventually fucking gave up and like ran off. I think that's what happened. I couldn't tell if it was like running away or if it started fighting like other monsters and creatures that were there. There were some super mutants and robots attacking it. Yeah, you know, in the same area, and then it's fucking like, all right, so that thing will like run after them, then like its pathing would freak out, and it would start to come after me, and then like it just fucking like runs away or something. Like, I have fucking no idea. So it's like, all right, dude, whatever the fuck that was. I just wasted a bunch of ammo, and fucking now my weapons are about to break and shit. And it's like, ah, well, now I have to fucking just go back to camp and repair everything. But then it's fucking like, oh, I got to repair my guns and my armor and shit. But now I don't have the fucking the right materials to repair them. So now I just have to run around and collect a bunch of junk. And then I have to take the fucking junk back to fucking camp and break it down. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of fucking like back and forth in the game. Just a ton of fucking inventory management. Which that just seems like a very, very odd thing to have in a game that's supposed to be played with other people. I don't know why they would want, like, why do they want you like fiddling around and fucking like, you know, menu screens and like inventory and shit for that long? Like, I don't know, like, why they would fucking have that in the fucking game. And I like a lot of that is like carryover from Fallout 4. you know, the entire game, like Fallout 76, is kind of like a carryover from Fallout 4, just it's slightly worse. You know, it's just kind of shittier because it's always online, so yeah, you're dealing with the concessions from that, including the occasional disconnect from the server, which is always fun. The first day it was out, I'm playing like fucking on launch day, and I got disconnected like 3 times. I think I probably played for like 3 hours. So, you know, like once an hour, just fucking like, oh, you're disconnected from the server. It just fucking like boots you back to the menu. Then I could just like log back in. Like, it wasn't like a huge deal, but it was enough of a pain in the ass of like, well, I'm in the middle of doing something to get fucking like disconnected, or I'm just like, well, all right, I'm just going to like lay off for, I'm going to stop playing right now, or just maybe like let them fucking like sort that shit out for, you know, again, maybe it's launch day issues or whatever. Like, hopefully it'll be fine later. And then like the, you know, the next day I play, I didn't have like that much of a problem with the servers, but you know, I do a quest, and you know, why this is a fucking online game, for me anyway. You know, I'm playing fucking like solo, you know what I mean? I'm doing a fucking quest, and then it's fucking like, well, this is just fucking annoying that I'm getting fucking kicked out of the server when I'm not playing with anybody. It's fucking just like, I just no reason for that, you know. You know, I'm playing solo, which Todd Howard insisted is a perfectly legitimate way to play the game, you know what I mean, except the fact that, well, if the servers go down, then you're just going to get interrupted, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. So yeah, I'm playing by myself, and I run into, you know, a few random other players every now and again, and despite what the initial worry was for the game, you know, for it's like, oh, dude, you're going to be playing with other people, and they're going to be, like, trying to kill you and kill other players, and everyone's going to be like, you know, everyone was all concerned about griefing, you know, like that was the big issue of, well, you know, if you're just going to be able to start shooting people, like, you're just going to be like such a pain in the ass, everyone's going to be like, you know, being dicks and like killing you and taking your shit. That was the big worry, but I've had the complete opposite experience where everyone is just kind of like doing their own thing, and they're not really interacting with each other. Like, you know, they're just fucking like, I don't know, dude, you just see them just walking around doing quests and like fucking like, I don't know, just ignoring everybody else. You can see like mic icons pop up, and you can hear other people breathing and shit, because the chat that they use, the voice chat, is always open by default. You know, there's no like push to talk, so if you don't mute your mic, it's just gonna pick you up. So I mean, I was doing that too. I'm probably like breathing like a fucking animal, like real loud and shit. And you'll see the occasional like party or two. You know, it's just like you see like a group of like two or three people fucking hear them saying like, it was kind of funny like the first day. So you just hear like a group of people like, oh shit, somebody else is coming. Somebody's here, dude. Somebody's here. He's coming and shit. They're all like freaking out. And then just fucking like, I think they're talking about me. And just fucking, I'm just kind of like, yep, fucking walk up. I say, yep, it's me. I'm just fucking doing a quest. And you guys are just kind of like congregating like right near one of the objectives that I have to do for like the main quest, like the first quest that they give you. So, yeah, you know, fucking, I don't know why you're so like, you know, fucking worried about people are going to come through here. So I was like, oh, just pick up a holotape and fucking be on my way. Like that's about it. One time I was in a fucking building, and I see like another dude in the same building like walk around in circles and shit. He's fucking, he just kind of like comes up, he's like hey dude, you know, are you on like this particular mission that I'm doing here? And I'm like fucking like, yep, that's the one I'm doing. And he's just fucking like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And I'm just like looking around. I'm like, well, there's a computer right there, and fucking there's an objective marker on it. So I think that's it. And let's see and shit. And it's fucking just like log into it and fucking like, all right, just like talk to him as I do it. I'm like, oh, there's a couple options here. Let's see. And all right, pick this one. And yep, all right. Well, that just like moved the quest along, and that was the what you had to do. So should be good. And fucking like, all right, thanks. And fucking like, all right, man, take it easy. Like, that's fucking like walk off. Like, that's about it. Like, that's usually the interactions that I get. Oh yeah, one time I was walking around and I just hear some guy like, "Hey, you know, I just there was like an event I just did, like some like fucking like random event, and there's a crate back there that I got for it, and I left some, you know, stuff I didn't want. If you want it, you can go grab it." And then fucking like, "All right, let's go, cool." Fucking walk up there and there it is, and fucking, you know, grab some fucking like ammo and like stim packs and shit, and fucking like, "Oh, cool, dude, thanks." And fucking, "All right." And then fucking he runs off and like that's it. I do my own thing and fucking. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty tame wasteland so far. So, the way the game is too, the way that the, like the maps are set up is like, you know, these huge fucking empty spaces on the map, where it just seems like they left room where they wanted like PvP battles or something to take place in. And I don't know, dude, that's never going to fucking happen. Like there's never, I don't think there's ever going to be like giant, you know, faction on faction, or, well, you know, whatever the fuck, like group on group, like it just seems like it's set up for something like that, you know, from like comparing it to other, again, I wouldn't even go, this isn't really an MMO, but, it just seems like they made the map like it was going to be an MMO as fucking like, oh, well, this is like a PvP zone of just fucking nothing here, you know? There's what, like, I think there's like 24 people per server. I think that's what it is. You know, and you have like these areas that are just like massive, like they're designing for like some fucking, you know, blackout type shit. Like it looks like it would be like a battle royale game, like game type or something like that. And you know, there's just like that kind of scale. I don't think it's just not, it's not possible. And you know, even if it was like something like that, of fucking like, oh, do we want to do like a dedicated like PvP, whatever, dude, you know, like fucking. PvP focus part of the game, like the gunplay in Fallout 76 is so shitty. Like, would you really like want that? Like, would that be fun? You know, would anybody really want some kind of like Fallout 76 like battle royale mode or something with fucking garbage fucking combat and all the bullshit that goes along with fucking, you know, RPG PvP on top of that? You know, like, would you want that? No, you wouldn't. So it's just fucking like, why it was just like, why it just, it just, it seems weird again, where it's fucking like the game is empty, but why, you know what I mean? Like it's strange. So, and yeah, to top it all off too. Yeah, I know I've been like shitting on this game, really hard up to this point. And yeah, again, if you look around, that I've seen plenty of fucking reviews out there saying like, oh, you know, Fallout 76, the worst game ever made. And I've seen like, oh, you know, it's the No Man's Sky of 2018 and all that shit. You know, it's no fucking No Man's Sky, you know, I'll say that. I mean, No Man's Sky problem was that it was overly ambitious, and Fallout 76 just tried to do, I mean, it's almost the opposite thing where they just tried to do like the most basic, like, I would just make Fallout 4, but with co-op, and then they kind of fucked that up, and then they didn't really do that very well. But, you know, I'm like, all right, well, whatever, man. It's not like the worst thing. I could just play for a little bit and just try to progress something, see if it gets better when you get more armor and just go into more areas. Again, it's a huge map. I've only seen a little bit of it. Like, who knows? So, yeah, I mean, I'm fucking, yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, I tried to get on yesterday to get a, you know, just get a better read on it, but guess what? Fucking servers are down for maintenance. That's what I got. So, I mean, yeah, you have to deal with that shit too. So, you know, I left off on kind of a sour note for the game for the week. I'll say that, you know, and yeah, I was planning on fucking playing most of the day yesterday to, you know, fucking whatever, but it's just fucking like, oh, sat there for 15 minutes looking at the screen, and I'm just fucking like, oh, and then there's something like, oh, happy Thanksgiving Day, whatever, special events are here, and blah, 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 and then fucking, servers are down for scheduled maintenance, and fucking great. So, yeah, I mean, what I played, I mean, I got to, like, level 10 or 12 or somewhere around there, just playing for a couple days. Yeah, I was also planning of like, you know, not really like researching really, but just kind of like looking around of like, what the fuck, you know, what other people are doing in the game, and just fucking like, yeah, I was like, oh, you know, oh yeah, I should probably go to like a vendor I hadn't really gone to get like weapons that weren't like literal trash. because, you know, yeah, it's level 10 or 12, and I'm using, like, some level 5, like, pipe gun or some shit, and, again, that's what I was planning on doing yesterday, but it's like, oh, I don't even have a chance to, like, try other shit, because server maintenance and fucking, yeah, and then, like, the last quest that I did when I was playing was, like, this three-part fetch quest, which is just fucking, like, oh, go here, press a button, travel fucking whatever 5 miles to press another button, and it was taking me like hours to do, but I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna focus on, I was learning too of just fucking like all those quest markers are popping up. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just gonna turn, you know, go in and manually, instead of turning them on, which would be fucking ideal, which they should have done, is fucking I gotta go in and fucking like turn off all the shit, because just focus on fucking one quest at a time. It's just fucking ridiculous, the shit fucking pulling you everywhere. Yeah, like, so turned around, it was just fucking, like, what marker was I fucking going for and shit, and just, yeah, so, yeah, so the last one I'm doing was, like, you know, I'm just fucking, like, going to these different areas to fucking do whatever, to, like, do a little objective in each area. There's, like, a three-parter. I did two of the parts, and, like, the last fucking thing is to, go to like some amusement park one of the things, like the second thing I do is like, all right, I'm going to like some amusement park, or there's some roller coaster on there, roller coaster tracks, I'm sprinting around that, and it's like dude, this could be a cool area, but it's just like, seems like it's just way too big, and there's nothing really to do in there. It's just probably, you know, just empty fucking amusement park, a couple like ghouls and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, not much to do, and fucking there's waypoints popping up everywhere. I have to like go repair some token machine at like a Civil War reenactment battlefield. I'm like, all right, that sounds cool. It's like the last thing I had to do in that quest line. So I'm like, all right, so go to the Civil War battlefield. And yeah, so it's like, oh, it's being reenacted, like the Civil War is being reenacted by robots, and it's like, dude, that's a fucking cool concept. That's cool. It would be a neat little fucking side mission in like a normal Fallout game with like some story to it and fucking like whatever NPCs talking about it and shit. But, yeah. And fucking, I get there and it's fucking just immediately get fucking start getting attacked by like the Confederate robots just start like attacking me and shit. Before I even knew what the fuck was going on, it's fucking, this is like, oh, dude, there's a robot shooting fucking shit at me. So, so I'm like, all right, I'll set to attack them, I guess, and then once they're dead, I can kind of poke around and check out this battlefield. So, yeah, I started attacking the robots, but there's no way that was happening. Like, you know, my shitty gun was doing, like, about zero fucking damage, and, like, I know what's going on. Like, I don't know if it's just because my gun was so low level, like, I need a better one, or if they really, up the weapon strengths and weaknesses versus certain enemies, like they're trying to do like, I don't know, like the RPG thing of like, oh, like certain elemental damage is stronger against certain types of enemies or what. You know, fucking enemies, certain enemies have elemental weaknesses, like that sort of thing. But I mean, yeah, the robots are only like level 16 or so, and I was having like no problem at that point, like killing like level 18 super mutants with the same fucking weapons. So I guess like, maybe what they want you to use like energy weapons on the robots or something. I'm like, I don't fucking know. And that's part of the problem, I guess. I just wasted a fucking ton of ammo on those fucking stupid robots, and fucking, you know, they're fucking doing damage to me. I'm fucking wasting stim packs. I'm healing myself, and it's like my guns are degrading as I'm doing this shit. And they're just fucking like bullet sponges, or they're fucking like invincible. So I'm like, all right, fight them for a little bit. I'm like, fuck it, dude. I start running away. I'm like, dude, I'm just not gonna fucking deal with this shit. Again, I was like, oh, maybe I'll go to a fucking vendor later or whatever. So I'm fucking, you know, take off, and as I'm leaving, like on the edge of that area of like the Civil War battlefield, there's like another robot there, and yeah, it's a friendly one that you can talk to, and he asks you if you want to take a tour of the battlefield, and he asks like which side you want to join in the reenactment. So, yeah, I mean, if you're to pick like the Confederate side, and you know, you should pick the Confederate side in our current political climate. So if you do that, like those fucking those robots won't fucking attack you. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking like, oh, they're on you. Like, they'll be like friendly or whatever. So, yeah. So, I mean, like fighting them for like half an hour and like wasting fucking all my supplies doing that. I was like, oh, that was just like a complete fucking waste of time. Like, really, I didn't have to do that at all. It was just fucking, it happened to be like bad level design where if you approach that fucking, the Civil War battlefield fucking from the wrong angle, like there's no way you're gonna spot like the one like non-hostile fucking robot that they want you to talk to like whatever, like, you know, their version of like storytelling, whatever, is this one guy is just here in a corner that, you know, if you miss him, it's like, oh, now you're just kind of going to have like a horde of fucking robots shooting at you. And, you know, if you try fighting him, you're just going to fucking waste your time, which I did. So anyway, I did that though. I had that straightened out where it's like, all right, well, now they're not attacking me. So I can go do like the final part of the quest that I was doing is fucking like, whatever, fix the fucking ticket dispenser in this fucking, Civil War museum or whatever. I go to do that, and it's broken. Like, the quest is broken, and the fucking ticket dispenser, I guess. So yeah, I mean, there's supposed to be like a prompt there that pops up, I'm guessing, but I just get nothing. It's fucking, I can just like walk right through it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm just fucking like, dude, it's waypoint's right on this machine. It's not giving me anything to do, and it's like, I just clip right through it, like, it's not even fucking there. So yeah, I mean, and I still, like, sat there for a bit, like, trying to figure out if I have to, like, I don't know, go into a menu. Is there, like, a skill I'm supposed to be using? Like, is there, like, a repair skill? Like, it would be, like, in the old Fallout games, where you'd be like, all right, click your skill tree, hit, you know, and then click fucking, like, repair, and click on the thing, but it's... of course not. I mean, there's fucking, you know, nothing like that in there. Everything's just fucking like hit A to do whatever. So, you know, or is there something in my inventory I need to like equip and use and shit? So I'm just like flipping through, like, you know, what the fuck, you know, and anything that would make sense to like repair this thing. But, no, it's just a fucking busted quest. That's how I left off the game, really. So I was kind of pissed. And then yesterday, you know, yesterday when I tried to play, I had to fucking download this big patch for the game, whatever, like 2 gigabytes or whatever. And then it's fucking like, yeah, as I'm waiting for that to download, I'm like, all right, well, there's patch notes. I look in the patch notes, and one of the bug fixes listed was, ticket dispenser is now fixable, and you can no longer walk through it. So I'm like, all right, so that was a fucking, that was like a known fucking glitch. And it's like, hey, you know, they fix it already. So, I mean, that's kind of good, I guess. So, you know, I wish I could get into the game and complete the quest now and like go on to do something else. But, you know, server maintenance. Yeah. So, yeah, that's Fallout 76 in a fucking nutshell, I guess. Or, you know, that's our first entry in the Wasteland Diary, anyway. You know, it's frustrating and fucking underwhelming for a number of reasons. But, you know, it's, again, as much as I fucking, like, shit on it and fucking it had all these problems, I had all these fucking issues with it, it's not fucking, like, you know, it's not like terrible. It's not like, oh, dude, it's fucking, again, it's not like a train wreck. You know, if you want to measure it by Fallout standards of like what you would expect from a Fallout game, which have always been quality for the most part, one or two, like Tactics wasn't that great, and whatever the fuck, the Brotherhood of Steel was pretty weak. But I mean, you expect like a Fallout game is just fucking like, you know, like a milestone of fucking like, you know, something you're gonna get fucking lost in for a long time. By those standards, by Fallout standards, it's pretty weak. But if you want to judge it, it's just fucking like, it's just like some online game that you just fucking go in and just stick around in for a little bit. And again, it's what I was kind of expecting of being like, it's just gonna be like some fucking like bare bones MMO with just kind of some Fallout shit to it. That really doesn't have any reason to be online still, but in that vein, it's just kind of like, you know, need some work again, but it's like, you know, it's playable sometimes, and the fucking goddamn servers aren't down for fucking maintenance. But yeah, then we've got Red Dead Redemption 2. We'll move on. So Again, Red Dead Redemption 2, I'll reserve my final verdict of the game for when I complete it. But, so far, I mean, I have fucking no idea. I don't even want to, couldn't even guess how many hours I put into it at this point, but it's a lot of hours. And yeah, I mean, the game's a fucking, it's borderline on masterpiece territory. I say borderline because, you know, because there are some like definite issues that you can pick apart if you want to. And, you know, some people focus on them and says like, oh, dude, this game sucks, dude. This fucking, I can't, whatever. You know what I mean? It's fucking, well, the aiming's not good. This game's awful. And, those people are entitled to their opinions, but yeah, you know, their opinions are wrong and fucking gay. Because, yeah, I'm like Fallout. You know, I'm no fucking Rockstar fanboy by any means. I mean, I think most of the games that Rockstar puts out, you know, it's like, oh, they're good. But again, the same issues I had in fucking like Grand Theft Auto are the same issues I have in Red Dead. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just fucking like so like tuned into fucking like Red Dead. Like I haven't been for any game in like a long, long time. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, I'm just like completely fucking immersed in here. I'm just fucking like, dude, I'm just fucking in my own fucking world that I'm playing this fucking game. I've started focusing on the challenges, mainly because I have a feeling that I'm getting towards the end of the main story, and I don't want the game to end, so I'm just kind of like stretching it out as much as possible. I fully plan on 100%ing it, even though that will probably take like hundreds of hours, I'm sure, and I'll probably have to rely on some internet searching bullshit to find everything they want you to do to get 100%, I'm sure. Like one of the challenges is like picking like certain like herbs and like flowers and whatever. It's fucking like, oh, go pick like 10 of these whatever peonies or some shit. I'm like, I don't know what that is, and or where I'd even start to look for them, like where they grow. So something like that. I'd probably have to look at a map and be like, all right, well, this is what you're looking for, and this is where they are. but yeah, I mean, I was doing the gambler challenges, and yeah, I was doing like the poker one where they want you to like bust out an opponent, on like in like three different like poker tables, like, you know, three different areas, just go and bust one of the guys out that you're playing with. Which, yeah, that's actually not that bad. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, fucking, like, God, just sit there and, like, clear out a fucking entire table, like, whatever, like, three times or something like that. It's like, no, you just have to bust, like, one guy out. So that's not, like, too bad. So, you can, like, fold every fucking hand until one person is down to, like, whatever, like, his last, like, 5 or 10 cents or whatever, and then, like, all right, I'll just go in on that fucking hand and see if I win, you know what I mean? And that would count, you know, but, that counts towards the challenge, so the first two tables, I do that when pretty quick and, like, smooth, like you would expect, and then fucking, I get to, like, the final table I had to do, and it's out at some fucking, like, post office in the middle of nowhere. It's just, like a poker game going on, and yeah, there's fucking, three people playing at the table, which is pretty normal and fucking, but yeah, well, one guy's fucking like winning like almost every fucking hand. And he busts out like the two other people there, like fairly quickly. And, hey, I mean, usually when you're playing poker, it's like, yeah, somebody busts and like somebody else will fucking randomly walk into the room and sit down and shit and start playing. But, yeah, here they weren't, though. It's fucking like, all right, it just seems to be like this one guy's been here for like a long time, and these other two guys, just like me and this one guy here, just playing poker for like a long fucking time. Nobody's coming in. So, you know, just me versus the guy with the fucking ridiculous fucking mustache, it looks like. So, and, you know, and he had about, I don't know, four times like the amount of chips that I did, you know what I mean, as I'm playing. But it's like, all right, dude, well, I'm invested at this point. So I'm just like, I'm sitting here playing fucking one-on-one poker for maybe like an hour. And, you know, as I'm playing like in game, you can see like the fucking, you know, the sun's fucking setting. And, you know, we're sitting there playing poker in the dark, and then the fucking, you know, the sun rises and shit. Or they were just sitting there like a tiny fucking post office, just going back and forth, playing fucking poker. So, but, you know, I won in the end. You know, I beat that fucking mustachioed bastard. So you know, that was satisfying. It was fucking just like, dude, what am I doing? Like, I'm playing fucking like this cowboy fucking Western gaming. But, you know, again, it's fucking like definitely not an action game, whatever, dude. I'm sitting here playing fucking poker for an hour, and that's what I'm doing. You know, that's fucking Red Dead, or it's, you know, games within systems within this fucking beautiful fucking Western world. You know, then I'm fucking right after that, I'm like, oh, I'm riding my fucking horse in the forest, and these fucking hillbillies start like attacking me, and it seems like a normal fucking like random event. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude, some guys popped up and just, you know, started shooting at you. It's the guys like run them down your horse and shoot them, whatever. So I start doing that, and then fucking I'm chasing after them, and then I just fall into like this hidden pit in the fucking woods, and fucking like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, you know, it's like a trap. They trap me, and I'm like in this fucking like pit, and they're fucking like standing over me, like fucking like, ah, you know, we're gonna make you squeal like a pig, fucking boy and shit. And I'm just fucking like, dude, what the fuck is going on? This is like so weird. It's like a random event where they actually like made this setup thing. So I just fucking like sat in the pit, and I just fucking like, you know, dead eyed and painted their fucking heads and murdered them, but. Yeah, killed them before they had the chance to rape me. But you know, it's just those fucking like little like one off things that just seems like so natural and just goes in with the game. Like, it just feels like, dude, I wonder if anybody else ever fucking saw that shit where it's fucking like you're chasing after hillbillies and they fucking like trapped you in a fucking like hidden pit covered in leaves and shit. Like, that just seems like so fucking random and weird. Again, like no part of any story, just fucking this weird fucking one-off thing. Red Dead's such a fucking good game, but you know, the game's kind of like half boring, yet it's soothing and relaxing, and then every now and then you get a flash of fucking like absolute brilliance, much like the Grunt Free Press podcast. And I don't know, man, maybe new content will be up on gruntfreepress.com before the next Red Dead comes out. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the Federal Express address. I'm Absolute Deicide. Happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, tune in next week for Tales from Black Friday, or as I like to call it, the Halloween Spookfest Part 3. So, yeah, gobble, gobble, you fucking gobblers.